All right, it's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's party station.
Are we all thinking the same thing?
Yes.
I know we're not. I know we're not. Because, I mean, it's like, listen.
Yeah.
Lizzo.
If you listen.
Baby girl. Baby, listen. Stop. Stop. Like, we watching you drive a really, really nice car. Recklessly. Like, yeah. Everybody's like, she about to crash that Bentley. Like, what are you doing?
Scaring even little kids.
She's scaring everybody. I mean, listen, and this ain't a fat shaming thing. Honestly, I'm fatter. I will tell you, listen.
Tell them what happened. Oh, tell them what happened.
You messing up. Lizzo, you messing it up for fat people. You messing it up because it's going to become cool to fat shame because everybody collectively wants you to put clothes on.
She gonna be the first one?
She gonna be the one to snap it back. It's gonna snap back where it's because everybody's like very conscious about what they say about people. They don't want to appear to be saying things this way.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
They're gonna be shamed.
Lizzo's activity is gonna snap the world back to reality where you could still call out some fat stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's fat stuff. Stop. Where is it legal for anybody to wear a thong in front of children at a basketball game?
Staples Center.
On the screen.
When? I mean, if Vita Guerra did that, she would have been kicked out.
Yeah. Sure.
If Shannon Twins did that, yes, they would have been on TMZ.
Trouble. Yeah.
So when is it cool for anybody to do that?
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you haven't seen the video, Lizzo was courtside at the Lakers game, stood up and started twerking. What I thought was interesting is she kept looking at the Jumbotron to make sure that it was still on her, and then she turned around and her whole booty was out.
The whole thing. Booty.
But she didn't lift up her dress. Her dress had a hole in it.
It had a hole in it.
It had a big hole in it so she could start twerking. I've never seen a dress with just a hole in the back like chap. What is it? Chapless pants or?
Right. Assless chaps.
Assless.
It's not
dress.
Chapless.
Chapless.
Who at the game that's on TV has assless anything? I mean, that ain't legal.
I don't know.
I mean, like, I get you want to make fat people feel good.
Yeah.
But fat people don't feel good when you do that. They like, oh damn, she with us.
Yeah. Is there gonna be like a Lizzo challenge
now? Oh please, no.
Damn.
I mean, you scaring Mark.
Yeah. Mark's frightened.
Who has a crush on Lizzo?
I mean,
by
I did
way.
A few weeks ago say that I was intrigued by her, but after yesterday's show,
really?
You said you hit it. That's what you said.
I mean, now after seeing all that, I'm gonna have to back out.
You take that back?
Yeah, I have to. You see
that's
all
a big deal.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And I know Mark ain't really like, you know, a big proponent of big booties anyway.
This is true.
So he's seen way more than he. You usually would only see it when you engage.
Yeah. Right.
Even the fact that she was with the sideline reporter who was talking to the biggest artist, new artist of the year, the one that's so big that she came out 3 years ago and is nominated for best new artist.
Right.
Whatever that is. So we sipping the Kool-Aid. And she's like, ooh, that's my baby right there. They're like, oh, you know Carl Anthony Towns? She's like, mm-mm. But she's like, I sure do want to. And she's like hollering on the national news.
Yeah.
I mean, the national broadcast. I'm like, yo, she's shooting a shot with a thong
right.
That's visible on the sideline where there are children behind her.
Showing her ass.
How is anybody going to back you? Like, people going to jump off the Lizzo train.
Do you think she had, like, a sweater wrapped around her? Or, like, was she walking around the stadium like that?
I'd tase her.
I don't know.
I'd tase her. You don't come around here with all that.
Well,
you don't do that.
Also, not only did she do that, but her fans, if you go online, you can read that her fans are actually turning against this type of behavior. Because at first they were riding with her, but now they just feel like it's just too much.
Listen, you making it hard. This is why people ask me, why are you trying to lose weight? And I'm like, that was the real reason is Lizzo that messed it up for fat people. I don't want to be on the Lizzo team. I need to get off this thing quick because I can't.
Somebody texted it and said, put some damn clothes on, but I have a good idea. Who wore it best? Contest, Lizzo or Owen a thong?
Oh, no. That's not a good idea.
Listen.
Owen win.
I don't know, man. I don't have the attitude that she has because she has a very stripperish attitude.
She was in Hustlers, right?
And Everybody was in Hustlers. She was in Hustlers 6 minutes. I think she got 6 more minutes than you got in the movie, okay?
Spun around.
Whatever.
But is there anybody that, like, at her record label, any kind of management situation that could tell her, like, pump her brakes? Or has she already gotten to that status that can't nobody tell me nothing?
Can't nobody tell me.
Really? She at this point? She's gone.
We lost
her. She gone. Once a good girl gone bad, she gone forever. Yo, and she's being rewarded for it. Like, she's... Like I said, I was excited about the fact that she didn't have to change her music. Music is made to be shared, and if it hits at the right wave and you can make money off of it, great. But when you make music that's perfect and then for your situation and you tweak it and change it to try and catch the wave,
yeah,
that's playing yourself. Mm-hmm. Prince used to always be about making the music that he made at that moment and then sticking it away if it wasn't for that time. Don't change it. Just stick it away. That's why he got volumes and volumes in that vault. But what Lizzo did, she put out music 3 years ago, and that music just permeated out there in the world. And then all of a sudden, that exact same music, boom,
yeah,
hit. And now she's got 8 nominations at the Grammys and stuff. So it's like you got this great euphoria going on right now, and you twerking on TV with your booty floss on in front of churn.
I never seen an assless dress, though. You know Fashion Nova's probably going to copy that.
Oh, yeah. There's a designer up early this morning.
Nah, let me do this.
Nah, ain't no assless nothing around this piece. Nope, I'm going for the ab side. I quit. I tag out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.